St Mirren go into this Sunday's game against Rangers knowing that they need to continue to get some points on the board. Although still 7 points clear of Hamilton at the foot of the table, a win against Rangers would not only ease the relegation worries but give the team a huge confidence boost and the belief that we are staying in the SPL. Rangers, of course, have just been involved in an explosive Old Firm clash with Celtic, which saw three of their players red-carded with tempers flying. They will want to ensure that they put to bed the events of Wednesday night. Danny Lennon knows that Rangers have the quality throughout their side, but is confident that St Mirren will be more than equal to the challenge on Sunday, as the club aim to stretch further away from Hamilton, who play Celtic on Saturday.
Their pride will certainly be hurt a wee bit there, and you always get a reaction out of the Old Firm. Very rarely do you see them going back to back with defeats, and you know, they'll be looking for the same sort of reaction that Celtic got for Motherwell on Sunday. You know, we know we're going into a very, very difficult game, and I'm repeatedly getting, you know, that they've got one or two wee injury problems, but when you're playing against Rangers or Celtic on a weekly basis, they still have enough quality, and the better younger ones to come through. So that doesn't sway me in any shape or form that it's going to be a more easier game. We certainly still know that we've got to be our best. A big thing for me at the minute is I feel that, you know, Rangers are coming into a busy period now. They've got massive games coming up. They've got their cup final coming up. They've got the European campaign to deal with, and sometimes I feel sorry for them, the fact that they're a wee bit a victim of their own success at the minute, and the amount of games that they've got to squeeze in there, you know, prior to the SPL splitting up. So can certainly empathise with, well, I can't empathise because I'm not playing a club to Europe with that, but could certainly understand what was frustration, you know. And for clubs like our own size, sometimes with the younger ones coming in, your Wales, your Foster, is it Foster? Ricky, and your Huttons. Sometimes that can actually, you know, in these type of games, can give them that lift that they need, because these are ones that are wanting to go out there and put their stamp and their authority on a game of football to make sure that they're involved in these big games.
So the big talking points in Saturday night, what did you make of the thing between Lennon and McCoy? Have you ever been involved in
it? I was at the game, it was absolutely... It was a terrific and electric atmosphere, so it was. And I can certainly, although I've never been involved in an Old Firm game, I've been involved in Edinburgh derbies, and there is a lot of passion in that placed upon football. And sometimes you do things, you know, you look after your own wee bubble, and you do anything that you can that's going to assure that you're going to either win the cup tie or you're going to pick up points for that particular game. But, you know, my biggest... or my style, Danny Lennon's style, is that you've always got to try and be in control of your own emotions. You've got to be controlled, that you're not showing any chinks in your armour while you're really, really beating yourself up inside and you're hurting. I think you've got to always come across. And the calmest man in the technical area for me was Walter Smith. We've got a very, very healthy squad back at the minute. Paul McGowan back in, and Lee Mayer also back in for contention. So we're in a very, very good place at this minute in time, with the big important games coming up for the running. We've 11 games to go, 33 points, take 7 away from that. You know, we're all clever enough to do the sums here. And I think looking at where we are at the minute, I believe that Hamilton were very unfortunate not to take anything for the Hibs game the other night. And that even came for Colin. Yourself, and what we've got to make sure that we're aware of, what we've got to take a wee bit of heart and a wee bit more belief of, is the magnificent run that Hibs have went on. You know, they've not been fantastic, but they've went on to that terrific win. So the message for me is that how quickly it's turned for them, it can also quickly turn against you, and you've got to keep your eye on it. We've got to go out with the same style, we've got to go out with the same philosophy and try and pick up as many points and finish as high as we possibly can for now to May.
Paul McGowan is currently on loan to St Mirren from Celtic and is also confident that St Mirren will pick up the points this weekend. The team are hurting from losing to Kilmarnock last week after a fine performance against Motherwell, and hopefully McGowan will get the chance to score the winning goal on Sunday afternoon.
Boys come on to a game and hopefully we can build on that. You know, we got a good result against Motherwell, and then I thought we could have maybe done a better first half against Kilmarnock, but Kilmarnock, they're a good side, you know. They're a good side, and hopefully we can build on that on Sunday. But we know Rangers will be up for it. Even if they were missing players, you know, they'll still be strong. And it was a tough game against them the last time. We held out the first half, and then they come back, and they just powered over us, you know. And they're a hard team, you know, and that's how they're up near the top, challenging for the titles, and so they're in, well, 3 cups now with the Europa League. But hopefully if we can just hold on and then hopefully nick a goal, what we've been doing, we'll beat. I think we played well, you know, and we never let Motherwell play, and I think the way we set up to play, and we tried to play a bit of football, and so it wasn't, as you seen as a pitch, wasn't it really suitable, and we ended up, we brung Big Michael on, and we ended up getting the goal, and it was a great result for us, and put more pressure on Hamilton, only hopefully we can look up. We, all season, have been struggling to put our two results together, you know, and I think that's been our downfall. We play well one week, next week we don't turn up, and that's been the story of our season. Obviously I'd love to score the winner against Rangers, you know, as with all the other boys, but we've got to take this game, we've got to take the way we've been getting into the last couple of games, and we know it's going to be a tough game, and just hopefully we can know the way we can play, but we just know we've been inconsistent all season, so we can start getting a run of games. I'd rather have a 7-point gap than be 7 points behind, you know, and the pressure on having to win. We can afford to drop, if albeit, you know, and any win or any draw is a bonus for us, you know. But it's going to be tough if Hamilton get one win, then they're right back in it. But I'm losing midweek is a bonus as well, and they've got Celtic, we've got Rangers, so any points for them or us is a bonus, to be fair.
Good luck to St Mirren on Sunday. The game kicks off at 12:45 at St Mirren Park, and is also live on Sky Sports 4. Thank you. I'm Holly McCormack.